This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, Rabbis. As we prepare for Slichos, Matzoy Shabbos, B'moitzoy Minucha, Gidam Nucha, Tchila. Okay, so we know we begin to say Slichos, Matzoy Shabbos. One interesting thing, an interesting phenomenon about Slichos is that the Kaddish following Slichos is somewhat of an anomaly. It is the only time that we'll ever say Kaddish and say the words Tiskabel Tzolois Hoin, which does not follow Shemana Esrei. Every single time we say Kaddish Tiskabel, it's either Shachris at the end of Avodah Tzion, it's going back on Shemana Esrei. Mincha at the end of Shemana Esrei. Mariv at the end of Shemana Esrei. We will never ever say Tiskabel Tzolois Hoin unless we daven Shemana Esrei, with the exception of Slichos. Why? The Levush really opens up for us the structure of Slichos. To appreciate and understand, we know it begins with Ashrei, followed by Kaddish Yasoim, followed by Psukim of Shvach Vahayda, of Hishtachava, of Boyu Lefanov, and followed by Yod Gimel Midos Harachamim, followed by Tachnun, followed by Va'anachnu Leneda, followed by Kaddish Tiskabel. What is the structure of Slichos? Well, says Lavush, Ramordechai Yafa, Va'anachnu Leneda, Kaddish Shalem im Tiskabel, Af Agav Shebechol Yimayis Hashana Inoim im Tiskabel, Ela Achar Tula Shemana Esrei, even though the rest of the year we don't say Tiskabel, only after Shemana Esrei, Shekein Hu Mashmois Lashon Silois Hoin. That is the mashmois of the word Tzolois Hoin. What is Tzolois Hoin? Right? Tzolois Hoin is a tefillah. Shepirshu tefillah. Ustam tefillah. Ratzalem ratzalem shmana esrei. So why do we say Kaddish Tiskabel after Slichos? Shani seder ha-Slichos. Shaniskenu kula mal seder ha-tefillah shekol hayom. Basically, Slichos are what?
Like a review or a summary of all the tefillahs.
Slichos are paralleled after a tefillah. Ki ha-psukim shekoydem ha-slichos, the psukim before slichos, hem keneged psuke de zimra. Va-slichos im ha-yud gimel midos, sha-oimrim, ben kolachas va-achas, hem emakoim tefillas yurches. The slichos with the yud gimel midos that we say between each one are instead of Shemana Esrei. So the psukim are psuke de zimra, and the slichos are keneged Shemana Esrei. Why? She'ikar ha'tfilo hu yudgimel midos. The ikar slichos are yudgimel midos. By the way, we once pointed out that even the tfila itself that we have is structured around yudgimel midos rachamim, almost the opposite. In other words, here we're learning yudgimel midos rachamim is keneged the Shemana Esrei. Actually, in Psukei de Zimra has 13 parts to it, and Bach Sha'omer has 13 parts to it, and Yishtabach has 13 parts to it, and there are actually 13 middle brachos of the Shemana Esrei. V'yachar kach noiflim al pneim. Then you say Tachnon k'mayachar kol atfilos. U'mesaymin v'anachnu loyneda l'kach oimrim achareim kadosh shalem. Therefore we say afterwards kadosh shalem im tiskabel k'may achar gemar kol tfilos hashana, like after the completion of all the tfilos of the year. So basically what Levush is saying is that Slichos is patterned after tefillah. And therefore it begins with Psukei de Zimra, which is the Psukim before Yud Gimel Midos. Then the Slichos and Yud Gimel Midos are Shemana Esrei, followed by Tachnon, followed by Kaddish Tiskabel. Therefore let's discuss the following case. I am told that in some communities there may be one or two people that don't come on time to Slichos. Not that I ever saw such a thing, but I'm told that there are people who are not there early for Slichos. And the question is, let's say a person would come late, and they come in and the tzibur is in the middle of saying Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim or a Slicha. Should they start with Ashrei and then catch up? Or could Ashrei go by the wayside? Well, in past years, we've always said, and we said it pretty emphatically, and I think we're going to be Chayzer this year. In past years, we've said that one who comes late must say Ashrei. Why? Because we just saw from the Levush that Ashrei is an integral part of Slichos. Ashrei is, so to speak, seemingly, the Psukei Dezimra of the Slichos. And the same way if someone comes late to davening, they can skip Baruch Shomer Ashrei and Yishtabach, right? You have to say a bare minimum Psukei Dezimra. Likewise, if someone comes late to Slichos, they would not be allowed to skip Ashrei. In fact, in the Sefer Likutei Maharich, he brings down, based on this Levush, that Ashrei of Slichos is the Psukei Dezimra of Slichos. Look in that number two. V'inei Seder HaSlichos, Ayin B'minhagim Ulevush, that it begins with Ashrei, V'hatam Kedei Sheyomer Achar Kach, Kaddish. The reason is so that you could say Kaddish afterwards. V'yomer Achar Kach Psukei L'cha Hashem Atztaka, V'shomea Tfila, V'imloi Hoi Asar B'shaz Meros Ashrei, Uvo Achar Kach, you say Kaddish even in the middle of the Psukim. As long as you said three psukim before the kaddish, the hatam shekpidu lemer kaddish kodem aslichos. Why do we say kaddish before slichos? We know why we say kaddish after. Why do we say kaddish before? Same reason.
Kaddish like
where
you
stop. It's like or like you know, maybe before psukim dezimra, or maybe before shmona esrei mincha, or before marav. The hatam shekpidu lemer kaddish kodem aslichos. Efshar pi mashikas alavosh. And maybe that's why they selected to say Ashrei, because Ashrei is like the king of the Psukei Dezimra. And the Slichos are Keneged Shemana Esrei. And maybe the reason he says why we say a minimum three Slichos a day is Keneged the three Tfilas Hayoim. Then we say Kaddish. Then we say Tachnun, Kaddish, and Tiskabel. And before every tefillah, we say Kaddish. And maybe for this reason, they chose Ashrei like any tefillah. Therefore, it would seem that Av Sha'omer Slichos B'yachid Yesh Lomer Ashrei. It would come out, let's say I have to stay home, or I got a Shiloh this morning. Someone called me, they have to go to London Masai Shabbos. Okay, when they're leaving? 10 o'clock. When they're arriving? 10 a.m. So, you know, how are they going to say Slichos? So they'll have to say B'yechidos. Right? The thing is, you can't say Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, right? And you can't say the Aramaic parts. Okay, so you'll have to skip it. What are you going to do? Should you say Ashrei? Yeah, you should say Ashrei. Aye, but I'm not saying Kaddish. No, Ashrei is like the Psukei Dezimra of... Ashrei is the Psukei Dezimra of Slichos. K'may b'chol tefillah. The same way if somebody would daven Shachris b'yechidos, they would have to say Ashrei, or Mincha b'yechidos, they would say Ashrei. Likewise, if you say Slichos b'yechidos, say Ashrei. Look in the Sefer Kuntres. Yeah, that also. Yeah, sure, right. So in the Sefer Kuntres Shiurei Halacha, which is somewhat of a pamphlet of the Psakim of Reb Shmuel Felder, one of the Poskim in Lakewood today, he brings down someone who's delayed slightly for Slichos. Yesh la'ayin, we could look into, should he first say Ashrei, but if he's going to say Ashrei, he's going to miss a Slicha, or should he start saying Slichos? So he says, L'chayra, it's Pasha, you should say Slichos, because Ashrei is just maybe a way to say Kaddish. But he says, upon further analysis, you should say Ashrei. De'ikr takanas ha-Slichos is to say Ashrei, and then Psukim, then Yud Gimel Midos, because Ashrei is like the Psukei Dezimra of Slichos, and Rabbi Cheskel Roth also concurred with this, that if somebody comes late, they should say Ashrei. And for many years, I've been saying this over, until I saw in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, that, what?
I mean, I always thought it was like Mincha, like when you daven Mincha, to in order not to miss Steel of the Tzibor, you would start... You skip Ashrei, you go straight to Shemesh.
Right. On the other hand, Shachris, you can skip Ashrei.
Right.
Right. So I guess what it boils down to is when the Levush says it's like a tefillah, is it, which tefillah is it like? Is it like Shachris or is it like Mincha? If it's like Shachris, you can't skip the Ashrei. Right. If it's like Mincha, then you would skip the Ashrei. So the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky feels that the Likutei Maharich did not read the Levush carefully enough. Nowhere does the Levush say that Ashrei is the Psukei Dezimra of Slichos, In fact, the Levush says clearly that the Pesukei de Zimra of Slichos are L'cha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Boishas HaPonim Ma'amnoi Ma'adam Ma'asadak Nachos Adorim Ma'akar, and all those Pesukim Shoimei HaTfila Adech Rabas Yavoyu HaNeshama Lach V'Hagov Shalach Chusa Alamach. Yeah, those are the Pesukei de Zimra, right? Yavoyu Kabasa Shtach Avoy Sufanecha. That's the Pesukei de Zimra. Ashrei, on the other hand, the Levush doesn't say it's Pesukei de Zimra. The Levush says Ashrei is a hechitimsa to say a Kaddish. So that means the Levush is clearly saying that Ashrei is not the Pesukei de Zimra of Slichais. The Pesukei de Zimra of Slichais are all the Pesukim of Shemei HaTfila. Ashrei would be like the Pesukim before the Kaddish of Pesukei de Zimra. In other words, if you would compare it to a Shachris, Ashrei would be like the Karbonais.
If
anything, in other words, well, here, let me just show you what he says.
The words of Ashrei fit right into Pesukei de Zimra.
True.
Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha, right?
Yes.
How could you take that and say, you might even say that they're more like a Pesukei de Zimra kind of Pesukim than Neshamalach? Neshamalach is already a Bakasha. Ashrei is declarative state.
I mean, but if this is all based on Levush, he says, "Ki hapsukim shekoydem aslichos him keneged pesukei de zimra." And the Levush doesn't say that it's the Ashrei that's keneged pesukei de zimra. In fact, the Levush says Ashrei is just a hechitimsa to say kedusha. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky says, "Mishenichnas lebeis hakneses umatzah shatzibur kvar haschilu seder aslichos ein sarach lahaschel ba'ashrei." So what should you say? And then he says, and if the tzibur is already in middle of a slicha, then skip right to the slicha. Aye, but how could you skip Pesukei de Zimra? Guess the answer is that only in Shachris do we say the Pesukei de Zimra is ma'akev. But in slichais, whatever was niskan keneged Pesukei de Zimra, which are the Pesukim, is not ma'akev. In fact,
he says,
he says that in the Lashon HaLevush is the purpose of Ashrei is to be able to say Kaddish. And so Shmuel Kamenetsky says, since the purpose of Ashrei is to say Kaddish, so Yachid who's saying Slichos, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that if you're davening Slichos b'Yechidus, you don't have to say Ashrei, which I wouldn't think. I mean, by Mincha, even if you're davening b'Yechidus, you still say Ashrei. It's not only to say, yes, it's in order to say Kaddish, but once it was enacted, then you say it regardless of whether you're saying Kaddish or not. Now, but he points out that the Likutei Ma'arich, who says that the purpose of Ashrei was to be able to say Kaddish, that's not what the Levush was in order to have a Pesukei de Zimra, that's not what the Levush says. The Levush says the Pesukei de Zimra is L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka. Okay, and that being the case, Shmuel Kamenetsky disagrees. I would say a nice way to look at it is where Baruch pointed out, in other words, yes, maybe Ashrei is keneged the Ashrei of Tefillah, but which Tefillah? In other words, would you say Slichas is more like a Shachris or more like a Mincha? It's pretty comparable, you know, to a Mincha, because I was bothered by a question. If it's Taka parallel to the Tefillah, so where's Shema? Where's the Shema of Slichas?
Where do you have Yud Gimel Midas?
No, Yud Gimel Midas is keneged Shemana Esrei.
Also in Shachris?
Okay, but
and Ashrei you have in Shachris.
Yeah, but all you have in Slichas is Ashrei. You don't have a Baruch Shamra, you don't have a Yishtabach, you don't have a Berchus Krishma, you don't have a Krishma. So when we say it's keneged the Tefillah, which Tefillah is it keneged? You would think it's more parallel to Mincha, and if that's the case, we could understand why Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky would say if somebody comes late, you don't say Ashrei. I think that's more mestaber, that if you come late, you don't have to say Ashrei.
So, but Ashrei has a lot of significance, right?
Yeah.
Shachris, if you have to say Ashrei before you say others, we have it as part of Mincha. And even on Yom Kippur, we push off Ashrei to Ne'ilah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me that raises significance that just before we have our final say to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Kasha, we ate in Ashrei.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, I mean, why are we simply, why are we saying that Levush is like, saying it's, when you read the Keneged, that it doesn't include Ashrei. It doesn't make sense. We're going to start off with Bakashas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If anything, in a way that...
No,
that demonstrates that the only reason we say Ashrei is to get in a Kaddish. Because by Mincha, you don't need a Kaddish, sort of following Musaf. Ne'ilah is a new Tefillah Sayyim. Okay, Adkan. That's the first point. Yeah.
As far as them who say Hashem Hashem Kelracham every morning,
yeah,
when they say Taknun, if they say the Shlosh Esrei Midos, and they finish one Esrei, why are they pushing up this Kabel? Why don't they say, instead of saying Chatzi Kaddish, they should say Kaddish Shalem before...
No, you only say Kaddish Shalem on a Shemana Esrei.
We said Shemana Esrei. Now we said the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Why are we waiting till after Uvol Etzion to say Kaddish Shalem?
Because the Tefillah is not over until... In other words, the Tefillah is Nisacher. In other words, there's actually Halacha. You can't leave the Shul before Uvol Etzion. Because the Tefillah is Nimshach. The Tefillah is Nimshach. Okay. I'm going to talk about another minog, and hopefully from this minog we'll derive a yesod about what we're trying to accomplish with the slichos. That is, there's a famous Rama. The Rama brings down in Simtav Kuf Pe Aleph, Sif Aleph, Yesh Mekoymois Noyagin, Sheha Mespalel Slichos Mespalel Kol Hayom. That there are some places where the minog is that the one who davens slichos for the Amid, he davens all the tefillos of the day. So in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, yeah, they're knowing that way. Whoever's the chazan for the Baal Slichos is davens all the Tefillos Hayom. Says the Magen Avraham, what about Marav? Afilu Arvis, even Marav. What's the reason? Shehamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim lo'i gemar. Which one? Good question. It doesn't say. He doesn't say. But the reason he gives is, why would he daven Marav for the Amud? Because once someone begins a mitzvah, we tell him to finish. So since he began the mitzvah of Slichos, we say once you're at it, daven the rest of the twist of the day. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, venerally, demitam zehu koidim la'avel ulamayel uliyartzait. Therefore, it's such a chiyuv to daven for the Amud. He is he has precedence over anybody. An avel, a yartzait, so that's the svara. The svara is, the Magen Avraham says the svara is, Hamaschil b'mitzvah oimrim loy gemar. One who starts a mitzvah, we tell him to finish up. Which this is, Dvarim neflam ad ma'oid. It's half love a fella. What do you mean that the one who started the mitzvah should finish it? I have a question. Is there any halacha that whoever daven shachris for the Amud has to daven mincha? There's no such halacha. Is there any halacha, yeah, that somebody who davens, you know, you could break up the beginning and somebody says Asher Volatzion. So if you could, if shachris and mincha are not connected, mincha and marav are not connected, why in the world is slicha is considered maschil b'mitzvah amrloi gemar? Jeffrey wanted to know which marav are we talking about? Are we talking about the marav before the slichos? When the Magen Avraham says that he davens even marav, does it the marav before the slichos? If it's before the slichos, he didn't even start yet. So, and Elamai, the marav later, it's a different day. What's up with that?
But it's a better question. What does slichos have to do with marav tefillah? Slichos is not tefillah. Slichos is two different things, right?
Maybe. Okay, so what's that going to do for us?
So you're saying, for each, since you're saying you give a midos three times, so for each tefillah, so you're saying, so you continue and you do it for the three.
So you want to say, shachris is not connected to mincha. Mincha is not connected to marav. But slichas is connected to all of them. Okay, good. Let's develop that. Let's continue on this. In the Shas HaTshuvos Binyan Shloimai, he brings down the Ramah that there are places that were noyeg, that the one who davens slichos davens the whole day. The source of it is the Kobay. The Magen Avram brings from the Magalei Tzedek that even Mariv he davens. Now, what is he talking about? Vinei Hadivrei Hamagen Avram Eila Mashma Deratzoloimar Afilu Arvishala Achra. The Magen Avram implies even the Mariv after, and likewise the Prima Gadim says and the Machzis Hashekel. So it's referring to the Mariv after. However, the Elya Rabba and the Darkei Moshe say beferish, it's going on the Mariv before. They're going on the Mariv before. How could the Svara be kiven shemaschal b'mitzvah? You didn't start the mitzvah. Also, the Kobay himself, who's the source of this din, says v'gami yesh mekomin shenagu shemit shemasal b'ashmaras mosal emesh arvis, the night before, and in the morning. So the Magen Avram, who says in the name of the Magalei Tzedek, that the reason is because Hamaschal, that's Armla Gemar. By the way, the Gra also brings down the Svara, that there's a Yushalmi that says Maschal, that's Armla Gemar. Says the Binyan Shlomer, V'hadavar Tamuali Haflav Afela. This is a great, amazing wonder to me. Demahu Inyan Zela Maschal B'mitzvah. What does this concept have to do with one who begins a mitzvah? Dehasam de oisek mitzvah achas sarach ligmar. If you're involved and engaged in one mitzvah, you got to finish it. Aval hocha mitzvah sheischol kvar gomra. Here, the mitzvah you began, you finished. The concept of maschal mitzvah amal gomar is if you're middle of a mitzvah, you got to finish it off. But here, the mitzvah you did, you finished. Umau inyan slichos l'tfila. What shachas slichos have to do with tfila? Right. That's what you're asking. Imagine you got a real guy who gurgled for Shacharis, and they couldn't wait to pull the guy down. And all of a sudden he said, you know, I'm back and better than ever. You know? Adaraba. Yeah.
Would this also apply to the davening for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? If the fellow said the slichas the night before, does he have to now be the...
You mean Yom Kippur night? If it's referring to the Marav after, you mean? The guy who davened Erev Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
No. Va'adarabba.
Create a problem with the Chazanim, don't
you? Va'adarabba. Miloshen ha-Mishnah Muchach. The Musaf ha-Yimisal Acher. The Mishnah's Mashnah. Musaf someone else would daven. K'may detan b'Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni maskia, but you blow by the musaf. V'chein tanan de b'taynis ha'achrin maskir. Because, right, there's a Baal Musaf. Va'adar Rabba me'ashas in Rosh Hashanah's word, da'adar ikar ha'mitzvah shal acher. In the Gemara, it's mashma, you should not have the same Baal Shachris and the same Baal Mincha. Why? B'roi v'am hadras melech. You want to get as many people involved. But also, b'kayhanim, at the time of the Avodah, they would break it up, they would give the job, delegate to as many kohanim. Each little aspect of the avodah, they would give to a different kohen. Why? Why don't we say, oh, well, once you started the avodah, do the whole thing? No. We want to be mezakeh more people in the mitzvah. So if you want to be mezakeh more people in the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and we want to get a separate Baal Shachris and a separate Baal Musaf, why won't we get a separate Baal Slichas and a separate Baal Shachris? V'chein amrinan lahedya and yuma, chavav amabez, that the fourth lottery, who brings the Evarim from the Kevitz to the Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, this is not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, because we learned that Mr. Elazar ben Yaakov says, the one who brings up the Evarim to the ramp, he's the one who brings them up to the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, what do we argue about? The Gemara says, the Rabbanan ol b'roi v'am hajas melech, it's always better to break up the mitzvah, delegate, min ha-kisei, al ha-kisei, tachas ha-kisei. We're mechabed rabbi this to stand on his head under the kisei, right? As many people as you could get in there, we try to do that. Why? Because b'roi v'am hajas melech. B'roi v'am hajas melech. The Tanan, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Amar Amar, 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 the Lavaracha, we pass like the Rabbanan. That means we paskin, you get as many people involved. So if you have to, if it's a mitzvah to get as many kohanim involved, it's a mitzvah to get different shlichei tzibur. Ama dafilu b'chad mitzvah, even within one mitzvah, there's an inyan to be mezakeh the rabbim. And it's a bigger covered shamayim when you get more people involved. Sheinasi de rabbim. And we don't say, maschal mitzvah m'loy gemar. Vehokach tefila nami. Tefila is b'makam karbonos. Just like by karbonos, we break it up as much as possible. Adarabah, mitzvah sheyichalik l'kam anoshim. That's covered shamayim. Therefore, says the Shpinyan Shleimah, Vehokach afsha b'mitzvah yechidish she'enam e'inyin avayda minin d'mishas l'tzach ligmar. Even though by a typical mitzvah, we say that if it's not avayda, you finish it off. Adarabah, you're now to give it to someone else, like we find in Soita. But a mitzvah that's done la rabim, la opposite, you need to divide it. And you can't, the maschil cannot say, I want to finish it up. So says the Binyan Shloimoi, it is prohibited to have the same guy who davened Sichas davened the rest. But the Ramah says, the minig was that he davened everything. So basically, I don't have it on the sheet, but let me tell you what the Binyan Shlomo says. He says, this Svara of Maschil Mitzvah Emrim La Gemara is wrong. That's not what the Ramah said. The Ramah didn't give any Svara. I'll tell you what the Svara is. You know what it says in Masechta Megillah? It says that the guy who lanes the Haftorah, what's he going to do? He's going to daven Musaf, and he's going to duchen, and he's going to do everything. Like, we give him 10 jobs. Why? Because it's embarrassing. Consolation prize. He Nebuch had a lane the mafter, which is mafter is eino oila min aminyan. It's not a real aliyah. Even a katan could get mafter. So we don't want him to be ashamed that he got galila, right? He's like the guy who at the bris he gets to say the harachamon at the end, right? You know when they don't even have a minyan over there, they didn't even bench. They just had mezoinos, but they give the guy a harachamon. So we want to make him feel good. So since slichay says the binyan shloimai is not really that chashuv. So to make the guy feel good, we'll let him down for the ummah the rest of the day.
And there's a chiyuv?
Wow.
Suppose somebody has your site for...
He'll push him off. You know why? Because his feelings are more important.
Really?
It's insulting that Nebuch, the guy...
Shlomo says that would take precedence?
No, the Ramah says that.
The prince says over a chiyuv?
A yard site, boy b'yom. Boy b'yom, yeah. The Ramah paskins that way.
Wow.
Now, we're not knowing that way. But the Svar, says the Binyan Shlomo, the Magen Avraham was the one who said the Svara of Maschil B'mitzvah Oimrim Le'Gemar. That's not the real Svara. That Svara doesn't make sense, the Binyan Shlomo says. The Baal Shachris would never daven Mincha. Or the other question is... it's a separate inyan. He already finished the tefillah of the day. By the way, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef asks on this binyan shleimai, wait a second, it's embarrassing to daven slichais? The Shulchan Aruch talks about the criteria of what type of chazan is needed for slichais yom naram, and what type of eligibility he has to have. That means it was a davar shel chashivos to daven slichais for the amar. So the question then is, if that is not the Svara, but rather the Svara is as a Magen Avraham and the Gra says, the Svara of Maschil B'mitzvah Oimrim Lo Gemar, but number one, he wasn't Maschil Shachris, he davened Slichais. And since all he did was he davened Slichais, he finished the Slichais. Why would he then daven the rest of the Tfilas of the day? The Baal Shachris doesn't daven Mincha, why does the Baal Slichais? So, what Gary was suggesting, and this is what Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik says, and I actually found this in a Rishon. I even got calls. Well, you found this in a Rishon. Where? Where in the which Rishon? I'm going to share with you. In the Sefer Harei Kedem of Rav Shurkin, who was a Rebbe in Taras Moshe in Eretz Yisrael, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. He brings down that Rabbi Yosher Ber explained the Magen Avraham the following way. He quotes the Rama that the Baal Slicha is Davin's rest of the twist of the day. The reason is Maschil B'mitzvah Oimrim Le'Gemar, and the Achroinim ask, how does this apply to Maschil B'mitzvah? This is only if in the mitzvah you are performing, you have to finish it up, but this is a separate mitzvah. Well, look at the next paragraph. V'hanira mavur mizeh, says Rabbi Yosher Ber, we learn from here. That obviously we have to have a redefine and learn what is the objective of Slichais. Why are we saying Slichais? The siddur's not big enough. We have to daven more. You ask most people, is the tefillah long enough? Take a vote. Is the tefillah long enough?
I can do it from the beginning of...
Most people would say that more pages is not what we need. But what are we trying to accomplish with the slichas? The answer is, it is actually a hakdama to all the tefillos of the day. It's a way of saying Hashem, it's a way of being making Hashem nisratze, please accept my shachris today. Please accept my mincha today. Don't give us them any good ideas. A few days is good, yeah? Mariv is, please accept my Mariv today. Meaning like this. When we daven three tefillos a day, each tefillah stands on its own. Shachar stands on its own. Mincha stands on its own. Mariv stands on its own. However, Slichos doesn't stand on its own. The purpose of Slichos is, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is an Eis Ratzon. It's a time of the year where we have to purify ourselves, and part of that purification is through extra tefillah. Please, Hashem, accept my shachris today. So, like Gary mentioned, we suggested in the beginning of the shir that with a minimum of three mentions of Gimel Mitzvah Rachamim as connected to three tefillahs of the day, so really it's like a haschala of shachris, a haschala of mincha, a haschala of mariv. If you daven shachris, you don't have to daven mincha, because shachris and mincha have nothing to do with each other. But slichos is like the intro of all the three tefillos of the day. Look on the second paragraph. V'anir mevor mizeh, d'chol ikr inyanam shel slichos, hu kahagdama v'toysefes l'chol tefillos hayayim. It's like an intro and an add-on to all the tefillos of the day. V'toysefes ha'tefila v'hatachnunim shel slichos, the additions of slichos, heim l'kabalas kol tefillos hayayim. It's a toisefes of tefillah for each tefillah. Meaning, then it would come out, says Rabbi Yashua, you know, you have some people, they make their guest appearances a few times a year, slichais, Rosh Hashanah day, first day, and you know, Yizkar on Yom Kippur, and Ne'ilah. If you're not going to be davening shachris, mincha, mariv, there is absolutely no point in saying slichais. The whole point in saying slichos is, Hashem, answer my shachris today. But if you ain't going to daven shachris, then there's no point in saying the slichos. So that's a big chiddush. V'yal kenim yashkim adam loymar slichos, and then he doesn't daven, he wasn't yotzei slichos either. V'im ken mavur heitev, we understand the Ramah. Since the purpose of slichos is it combines with the other tefillos of the day, so we could apply the rule of Hamascha b'mitzvah Omrim Lo Gemar, as opposed to Shachris and Shar Tefillos Hayom. Each tefillah is a chiyuv b'fnei atzma, and therefore it's not shaykh to say that one who daven Shachris should daven the other tefillos; they're separate tefillos. He says, Rabbi Yashaber, that this yisoid we could learn from Ne'ilah. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah that Chazar Masakin after Mincha Samach Lishkia on a Tainis that we daven Nila Kedei LaHoisiv Tchina Ubakasha Mibnei a Tainis, meaning the Cheftza of Neila is Riboy Tefillah Tzlusa Yiserta, like the Yishalmi says that where do we learn Neila from? Gaham Ki Sarbu Tefillah. Eineni shaymeya. From here we learn mikan shekol hamarbe b'tfila nene. So from here we see someone who didn't daven the tefillas of Yom Kippur. Oh, now that Rabbi Yashaber says a chiddush halacha. Let's say you have a choyla. He wasn't able to daven. He couldn't come to shul, but he figured he'll crawl out of bed for ne'ilah. Now to daven. Can't daven. Why? You may not daven ila. Not that it's not going to do anything, it's usr. Why? Because ni'ilah, the cheftz of ni'ilah is riboy tfila. It's not a riboy tfila if you didn't daven the other tfila sayon. So he's not oinus on ni'ilah as well. Taka, he's an oinus on ni'ilah. He can't daven ni'ilah though. He can't do it. Now, I don't know that we pasken this way. I'm just saying this is how Rabbi Yashaber, because it's mavur in the Rambam. The Yushalmi learns that Nila is riboy tefillah. So if you didn't daven the main tefillah today, you would not be allowed to do it. Unless you argue and you say that it's still a riboy tefillah because Klal Yisrael daven the other tefillahs. So I didn't daven, okay, but I'm being marbet to the tefillahs Yisrael. Maybe you could argue that. V'nei ha'goin Rav Moshe Zatzal. Ah, what?
Have Nila by Yechidus?
Yes.
Okay, so what would happen in a case like that with the Chola, even if he thinks in his head during the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive me, I'm sorry, that's his own tefillah. Then the Ilah would be a ribui tefillah.
Okay, you might have to actually articulate something.
Yeah.
You're saying if he said one, but now the shaila is it a ribui tefillah only if he davened all the tefillahs hayom, or even one tefillah of the day? So he brings there, Ramosha was masupuk. Is it enough to have davened one tefillah, or do you need dafka all the tefillahs hayom? But Rabbi Yosher Ber, on the other hand, for him, he held pashut. Unless you davened all the tefillahs hayom, you are not permitted to daven ilah. So what Rabbi Yosher Ber we have here says, Ba'arichos, the Siyata Shmaya I found in the Leket Yosher, the Leket Yosher is the Minhagim of the Trumas Hadeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin. Look what I found. He says, "Va'amar b'soif hadrasha." The Trumas Hadeshen said at the end of his drasha, "Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpat lelekei Yaakov." Tema lama amar Yaakov yosem Avram v'Yitzchak. Why do we say mishpat lelekei Yaakov? He says Yaakov is mishpat because Avraham was oikeid and Yitzchak was ne'akad, and the akeda was rachamim. So the only a mishpat is Yaakov. Okay, then he says as follows: Miksas b'nei Adam oimdim l'slicha va'achar kach holchem l'tzarchem. Some people, they wake up, they say slichas, and then they go to their jobs. Or yishenim, where they go back to sleep, and they don't come to shul for baruch and kedusha. V'heim tayim ki ha'tfila b'chol yoyim ma'a b'makim ha'tamid. The tefillah of every day is in place of the karban. Who ikar yoiser me aslichas? That's more important than slichas. Another interesting thing: if you could do one or the other, davening or slichas, tefillah. Now there are two reasons: tefillah A is more important, and two, to daven a slicha without the tefillah, it's meaningless, right? And he says ki haslichas einam baim rak kedeshe yehei tefillah leratzayin. The whole purpose of the slichas is so that the tefillah should be accepted. He says mashal is alami shayava iloy oireach chashav. Let's say, so a chashuv guest comes into your shir, let's say, right? Nasan loy tavshil kaidem. First, you give him a baked apple. See, right? First you give him a baked apple, and then you give him chicken and potato kugel. So that's what slichas are. It's an appetizer. Okay? So that basically sums up. So I think it's an important idea to bear in mind that the davening of slichas is, it's a way to appease Hashem that your tefillah should be neskabel, and therefore the ikar is really to put in more focus on the tefillah itself, that we should improve our davening during this time, and understand that the purpose of the slichais is to have our tefillahs be accepted. One last idea from the Leket Yosher, a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, he says a beautiful idea. Why do we begin slichais Matzoi Shabbos? Why Matzoi Shabbos? So all the well-known ideas are, well, you need to have a minimum of 4 days. Why do you need to have a minimum of 4 days? Because, like a carbon, it says by Rosh Hashanah, Ba'asisem.
The June is blocking the driveway.
You have a minimum of 4 days like a carbon. It says Ba'asisem. Doesn't say Ve'krafdem. We have a minimum of 4 days. And therefore they wanted to keep it uniform, so we always start the first day of the week. Well, the Leket Yosher says another reason. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, the minhag is to stand up for slichos on Sunday. Why? You need at least 3 days for achana. Fine. Then he says like this. V'yesh loymar, second line, lo'olam oimdim b'yom rishon. We always start on Sunday. Why? Mishum shu samach l'shabbos. Because it's near Shabbos. The minhag of every person was to learn on Shabbos. Why? You don't have business to take care of. And you have time. Like Chazal say, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah got very upset. They used to learn me in the Midbar. But now, they have their vineyards and they have their orchards. It's like two sisters. One of them was married, and the other one had no spouse. So too, Hashem says, look, Sunday has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos has nobody. Shabbos will take the Torah. So basically, Shabbos is designed and dedicated for Limud HaTorah. And since people learn a lot on Shabbos, and when you learn a lot, you're in a good mood. Why? Because Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. And they're also in a good mood because of Oineg Shabbos. And when we know when a person is in a happy mood, the Shechina Shaira. Therefore, the proper time to bring down the Shechina is Matzai Shabbos, when a person is besimcha over the fact that they learnt on Shabbos. So even though here we learn on Friday, and you're in a very good mood on Friday from the shir, but we can't change the slichas for all of Klal Yisrael just because the people that come to this shir are in a good mood. So you're going to have to wait until Shabbos, when the rest of Klal Yisrael spends the entire day learning. People have these meals Shabbos afternoon for hours, endlessly talking about absolute nonsense. Not only do they not learn, they don't even sleep. It's one thing, you know, you don't want to learn. But you're sitting around talking, you might as well sleep. You know? Shabbos, you eat your meal, you get a little rest, and then the purpose of the day is kedei lilmoid. So that's another thing. Here you have people, they sleep the whole day so they could stay up Matzah Shabbos. The whole reason it's Matzah Shabbos is because...
But then why is it 1 o'clock in the morning? Who's in a good mood at 1 o'clock in the morning? If the whole idea is because you're in a good mood, do it right after Shabbos. And then what sum up the Shabbos?
After a certain amount of time, at midnight, the mind starts, you know, gets on a high and is a very happy mood. So we should be zoicha to take advantage of the Eis Ratzon, and all of our tefillah should be neskabel Barach Meratzon. Okay, pick it up here in 2 minutes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.